You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, on the phone with a special guest today to talk about a festival that's happening in Door County for not only our northeastern Wisconsin listeners, but anyone who might be venturing out that way this summer. We're talking with Jim Birkenstock, who's the artistic director and founder of the Midsummer Festival. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Kurt. How are you?
I'm doing great, and great to have you on the line today to talk about an exciting festival happening in Door County, celebrating all kinds of classical music and chamber music, and I understand you're celebrating your 29th festival season this year.
That's right. It's hard to believe we've come this far.
And you've got quite a few concerts that are starting in June. Can you tell us a little bit about what listeners and fans of music could expect?
Well, we open on the 14th, which is a week from Friday, we have a sort of little theme going through this year of Mendelssohn, Mozart, and much, much more. And it happens that on our opening concert, we're going to be doing the Mendelssohn piano sextet for piano and strings, which is a fabulous piece that he wrote when he was only 16, but you would never know it. And then we're also doing a piece by a woman composer, Louise Ferranc, a piano quintet, piano and strings, and a very interesting piece by Joaquin Turina, the Spanish composer that studied in France. He wrote a very unusual piece that is for solo viola, piano, and string quartet. It's you know, chamber music is not normally, there's no real solo instrument. I mean, by nature, chamber music is sort of a give and take of all the instruments without one particularly being featured. But in this case, Turina decided to highlight the viola, so there is a solo violist, and then there's also another violist in the string quartet, and it's a serenade. It's kind of evocative of a young man with his instrument standing below the balcony of the young lady that he's trying to attract, get her attention, and then sing her a song. It's that kind of thing. It's very, very Spanish sounding and lovely piece, but that basically is going to be our opening gala celebration on the 14th, and then we play that same program several more times in other locations.
Right, and that's the understanding I have with the Midsummer's Music Festival, is that you have lots of opportunities to, maybe if you missed a concert, you can get to another one, but there's also just a wide variety of different kinds of concerts. And I'm also understanding that there's not only masterpieces by the really famous composers. You've got Mendelssohn, Mozart, and more. You also have pieces from composers that people might not know about.
Exactly. And I think just as I was mentioning about the first program, we've got Mendelssohn, but then we've got this wonderful composer from the 19th century, Louise Ferranc, who was the first full-time professor at the Paris Conservatory, first female full-time professor at the Paris Conservatory. She really kind of made history and broke through the glass ceiling there, and served for 30 years there, but she was both a pianist, a piano teacher, and a wonderful composer. And her husband happened to be a publisher. So virtually all of the works that she wrote were published by her husband. But she wrote a lot of chamber music. And she wrote two quintets for piano and strings, and these are a little bit unusual in that instead of being for piano and a string quartet, it is a string quartet, but not your typical string quartet. Hmm. Instead of a second violin, it has a double bass in it. So it's the same instrumentation as Schubert's Trout quintet.
Ah.
It's a very lovely sound. Anyway, we love looking looking for unusual pieces like this by composers that our audience might not be familiar with. And in fact, sometimes we're performing a piece that we didn't even know about maybe a year earlier. It's just come to our attention, and we're just delighted that there's so many really good pieces for a mixed chamber ensemble like ours of winds, strings, and piano, you know, different combinations.
Right, and it sounds like you've got quite a large swath of musicians that come to help out with this festival. You've got an 18-member ensemble with different those combinations like you mentioned. You also have some pretty professional musicians coming from some pretty lofty names as well.
Yes, we do our best to get the best, and so we have musicians from the Milwaukee Symphony, the Pro Arte Quartet at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We have players from the Lyric Opera of Chicago in Chicago, and several other really fine institutions. But we have that pool that you mentioned of basically about 18 players, but they don't ever all play at once. We draw on them for, as I say, different combinations. We may have a piece for strings and winds, maybe a septet or something like that on one program, and then on the same program you might hear a work for winds and piano, or winds and piano and strings. So we try to keep the sounds, the textures changing from one piece to another. So different combinations, sort of like, as I say, it's a bit like the Door County weather, constantly changing.
Oh, yes. And along with that, you mentioned the textures and kind of thinking about the atmosphere of what a listener might expect from attending one of these. What is the atmosphere for someone who gets a ticket and they arrive at one of these events? I know there's a few different locations and there's opportunities to be fairly close to the musicians.
Well, that's something we really concentrate on, and I think is sort of a trademark or a hallmark of our concerts is, first of all, they're very friendly, very accommodating, and as you mentioned, people sit pretty close to the musicians. Some actually, we jokingly say, could serve as page turners. But we play in intimate spaces, some art galleries, some museums. There's a few churches that we perform in, and we also perform in some really beautiful homes with spectacular views, maybe most of them with water views. We're really fortunate. We always have a really nice reception afterwards that the audience is invited to, a chance to chat with the musicians and enjoy some nice wine and food. We offer some commentary before each piece, just a little something that sort of gives some context to the piece, especially with some of these lesser-known composers, maybe who they knew or why they're important, what their significance is in the program and in general. We often say that our programs aren't just a concert, they're an event. We really try to capitalize on that sort of intimate friendliness that's inherent in chamber music. You know, everybody in chamber music, everybody comes in the same door. And we aren't playing on a stage, we're all at the same level in a room. So it's very, very different from, say, a symphony concert where the audience comes in the front door and the musicians come in the back, and you know, ne'er the twain shall meet.
Right.
And we just try to capitalize on that, and it is Door County, after all, which is a, you know, a lovely vacation destination, and people enjoy the casualness and the chance to hear good music at the same time.
And just a reminder, we're speaking with Jim Birkenstock. He's the artistic director and founder of the Midsummer Festival, celebrating their 29th festival season this year, starting June 14th. Speaking of the events, if our listeners have piqued interest right now, how could they get involved? How could they get tickets to this event?
Well, they could go to our website, get a full idea of what's happening, and that's Midsummer's Music. There's an S there in the middle of Midsummer's. Midsummersmusic.com, or they can call our office in Sister Bay, which is 920-854-7088. 920-854-7088. And we can talk about programs and tickets. We in addition, our general price is $29 for many of our concerts. We have some upscale concerts that can involve, say, a restaurant meal afterwards with the musicians. But in general, our prices are $29. But you can get a discount if you order a flex pack. We have different size flex packs where you can buy a group of tickets and then use them however you wish. You can bring several friends along, or you can just use them for various concerts whenever you want to. And there's a savings if you buy the flex pack.
Mm-hmm. And again, this year's season is called Mendelssohn, Mozart, and Much, Much More. And I understand that as we wrap up here, a little preview of next year, you'll be celebrating your 30th anniversary, which is already wonderful, but that'll also coincide with a very special composer's birthday.
That's right. Beethoven is turning 250. So, of course, we have to celebrate that. I think every musical organization in the world will be paying attention to that, but there's some wonderful chamber music pieces that you don't get to hear too often, so we will be doing that. And we sort of consciously stayed away from Beethoven this season so that we can run the gamut next year, so that will definitely be a big part of it.
Excellent. And again, Jim Birkenstock is with the Midsummer's Festival, Midsummer's Music, celebrating their 29th season this year with Mendelssohn, Mozart, and much, much more. Well, Jim, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with our listeners and speak with me today about the Midsummer's Music Festival. Again, it's 29th festival season. Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it.